is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the U.S. presidential race, Democrats are set to show a unified party with a positive vision for the country at the start of their convention Monday. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her vice president pick, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, gave that message a test run Saturday before a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida, where Kaine made a case where he believes Donald Trump is not suited to leave the country.
Trump saying he'd leave our allies at the mercy of an increasingly aggressive Russia. And folks, that's an open invitation to Vladimir Putin to just roll on in. Even a lot of Republicans say that that's terribly dangerous.
Clinton told the crowd in Miami that she and Kaine will offer a very different vision for America than the message Donald Trump, who suggested that the Republican convention, the U.S. is overrun by crime and in a state of despair.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls. Embracing the diversity that makes our country great.
Clinton will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia next week. The secretive spy group WikiLeaks, stepping into the U.S. presidential campaign just days before the Democratic National Convention begins. WikiLeaks has unveiled email messages among Democratic Party leaders during the early stages of the campaign. It's showing apparently or purportedly to show the party insiders mocking and criticizing Senator Bernie Sanders while they were publicly claiming neutrality in the contest between Sanders and Hillary Clinton. WikiLeaks released the data without indicating the source and how it obtained those emails. This is VOA News. Friends and families of the victims of Saturday's attack in Kabul gathered for a vigil at the site of the attack. On Saturday, the Islamic State terror group, that is, says it's responsible for killing at least 80 people and wounding hundreds in the suicide bomb attack at a protest rally.
They already have given their martyrs. They already have been killed, and they're not afraid of anything after this. I think the most frightening thing is to be killed, yeah? Now we are killed, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
The Islamic State terror group responsible for that attack in Kabul. A website linked to the Islamic State said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiites, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. The attack occurred as thousands of ethnic Hazaras marched through the streets to demand a planned power line to be rerouted through their poverty-stricken region. More than 1,000 Turkish private schools, associations, and foundations are closed as a result of President Recep Erdogan's imposing a three-month state of emergency this week following a failed coup. The Turkish president also decreed that suspects can be detained for up to 30 days without charges, a stark change from the previous maximum of 4 days. Rights groups and global leaders say Erdogan is clearing the way for further purging of his opponents. Erdogan's government has detained thousands of people, including military members, suspected of having a role in last week's coup attempt. Torrential rains are still pounding China on Saturday after flooding in the northern region has left at least 36 people dead and dozens more missing. Hundreds of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes because of flooding. Some people are venting their anger toward officials for not warning them about the coming downpours. Much of the United States is in the midst of a potentially dangerous heat wave, and weather experts say the country will experience warmer than normal temperatures at least for the next 2 months. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for much of the U.S., from North Dakota to the mid-Atlantic states and into the south. Meteorologists blame the miserable conditions on a heat dome over the country that holds a large mass of hot and humid air in place, causing sweltering conditions at the ground level. For details on these stories and much more news, you can log on to voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.